to the chazak of the dough, the source is still Torah, and therefore even though there's a roi, the yisra leruba, the roi falls away, it's something bad, it's isra, there's a roi, so something bad happens as well, we don't use it anymore. Rashi says, Alma, what do we see? Amrin and Hachi. So Baruch, we ask also that by Shkita, you don't have to have roi, even a miyat. Svor says, no. Imamru, Sofek, Tumul, Itair. Could be a special svor by Tyrus. By Tyrus, we know Sofek, Tumul, Bishos, Rabin, this svor anyway. So therefore, by Hilchus, Tyro, if you have a Chazoko, and you have a miyat, it could be maybe only makes it like a Sofek. And therefore, when a Sofek is Tor, because that's a loch of Sofek, Tumul, Bishos, Rabin, this svor. But Yomu, you want to tell me that Safik Yisra Lahatir? Maybe no. Maybe you have a Safik Yisra Diraisa, you have to go to Chumrah. Therefore, since here by Shchita, or by Mitzvah Kisadam, or the Yisra Oysev Yis Benoi, maybe Ramey would have been Machmir to say it's a Safik, whether the first Shchita was good or not. So there should be an Yisra Oysev Yis Benoi, Avad, you should have been Machmir, not to Shech the Kid today. So that's what tell me the reason why Ramey says you're allowed to Shech the Kid today, is because he holds rave. Are Maisim of Ketan and Mamachu Kolim. Therefore, the Reiv, that's a Psaq, so there's no Reis to them. The Reiv is a good Reiv, and the animal also is the Cheskas that it was not a good Shechita. So therefore, it's Chaman like Ramei holds, it's a Psaq like, for sure the Shechita was not good. Therefore, there's no Issa, Issa of Yisbenai. Yeah. Issa Lahater, yeah. Now the Gemara says, Yehoiber Rebbe, Krebi Meyer. Rabbi Paskin like Rabbi Meir to say what? That you should not make a Kisadam, or that you should not make a, there's no Issa of Esbenoi. And then, the Rabbi then secondly passed him at Chom to say no, that you could make a Kisui, that you should be Machmir, who Issa of Esbenoi. The question is, Haimenayo the Achrisa. Which one did Rabbi say last? Obviously, he said one thing first, and then he retracted. So which one did he say last that he really meant? The Torah Shema coming here. It says the Reb Abba Berei the Rebbe Chia Bar Abba Rebbe Zera Hevi Kaime B'Shuka B'Kisrei. He was sitting in the street there. A Pischa the Bei Medrasha by the door. They were outside the door of the Beis Medrash. So Nofik Rav Ami came outside. Ashkichinu, he found them standing outside. Omalu Lava Minlucho. Didn't I once tell you like did the Bei Medrasha when the yeshiva like is in session when the Beis Medrash is open? Don't stay outside. Because maybe people inside can need you. Then you have to find out an answer. And you come to the you make tirdas there. Yerulitrude means the Rashi Shemule Te Bore Hashmua. They won't understand the good learning inside. So you should be inside to help them. Someone says, Reb Zeir or Reb Zeir listened and went inside. For some reason, Rababa didn't go inside. So Bezeva came in, Yasri sat down, become a boiler. He heard them asking a question about something like this. Hi, Menai Vachriti. Sure, which member did Rebbe say over last? So Amulu, Reb Zera, like this. Le Shavkisun Li, you didn't leave me, to Yishalilu Le Saba, that I could have asked the old Reb Chia, I would have asked, if I would have known this question, I would have asked Reb Chia that I had outside with me. Because Du Meshmila Miyahua, maybe Reb Chia would have known this from his father. Maybe his father would heard from Yechanan. Because the Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba called Losin Yemen, called Mahada Talmudi, came to Rabbi Yechanan. Every third day he used to chazer over all his learning in front of Rabbi Yechanan. So I go, I didn't ask him this Shaila. But I called him and the Mura says, Mahevalo, what's the maskana? What's the truth? Which one does Rabbi hold list? So Mura says, Toshma, come in here. He says, the Sholach Rabbi Loza, Legerle, Loza sent a lochet in Gerle to Bovel. As you know, Hoiver Rebbe Krebbe Meir, that Rebbe Pastor is like Rebbe Meir, that the Shechita for sure is no good, and therefore there's no Mitzvah Kisa, there's no Mitzvah Yisrael Espanoi. The question is, I have a Krabbonan Am Yuri, before we said Rebbe Pastor with Krabbonan also, Elav Shemamino, Hodi Achrita Shemamino, that Avadir bless the hell, that the last thing Rebbe said was like Rebbe Meir. That's what we take a Pastor, we take a Pastor with Rebbe Meir, the fact that there's no Mitzvah Kisa, and there's no mitzvah, there's no issa, issa v'espanoi. The Olag Ramei here that roiv my same am kukolim, it's a roiv dikalocha, so you have a roiv and a chazak that the shkita was no good, so you don't have to be afraid for that shkita. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be shochat meyer chayis o mokem echad? He shechted 100 deers in one place. The locha is kisi echad akulam. You just have to make one kisui, make one brocha, one big mice, so you can cover all the blood up. What's going to be mei oifes v'makamecha? You shechted 100 birds in one place. The same thing. Kisi echad kulam. You don't have to make a separate kisi after each chita. You have right to keep on shechting all 100 birds. When you finish shechting them, then you cover up all the blood together. What's going to be chayiv yoifes v'makamecha? Let's say you shechted a chay and a mei in the same place. So again, kisi echad kulam. You don't have to make a kisi after the chaya, but you can wait until after you shechted the yoif also, and all the dam together, you cover up together. Now, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says no. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shochet chaya yichasenu. If you shecht chayas, as many as you want, okay. But when you finish shechting chayas and you plan to make shecht birds, you have to first stop and make a kisi. V'yachakach yishchit asayif, and then you should go shecht the yoif and make its own kisi. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That chayas and oifos need each one their own separate kisis. Harum Masatan Rabbanim, chaya kol mashmo. Chaya beim ruba beim muetis. As she says, kol mashma chaya, kol mashma. Says the word chaya, it's mashma everything. His chaya, when the pasuk says the word chaya, not this. It's not born. Pasuk says chaya, kol mashma. Everything goes into it. Kol mashma chaya. Everything is mashma in the word chaya. Beim ruba beim muetis. You have 100. You have one. It's one kisa part is all of it. When the pasuk says oif chaya oif, the pasuk says the same thing. Kol mashmoif, as many as you have, is all included in the word oif. Beim ruba beim muet, whether you have a lot of oifos, 100, whether you have one, same thing, you can make one kisa for all of them. The kanam of here will learn out that shochot meya chayis v'makamechot kisech l'kulam, and meya oifos v'makamechot kisech l'kulam. But everybody agrees, as many oifos yishech, you can make one kisa for all of them. As many chayis also. Now, what's going to be chayis v'yoif v'makamechot? Let's see, yishech to the chaya. And then an oif in the same place. So again, kisrech of the kulam, so the Tanakam holds also, one kisr is enough for both of them. Now this, Rabbi Yehuda, says no. Shochet chaya, and you finished, and you plant the shecht and oif afterwards, you stop, first make kisr chasenu. Yachakach yishchet es oif. Why? Shneva the Pesach says, chaya oif. So mashmu oif, separate. You make the kisr chaya as one, and kisr oif as a second. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. On this, Omunah, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, no, Harayuwem, the Pesach says, Kol Nefesh, Kol Bos Adama Benafshoi. So every Nefesh, the blood is in your Nefesh. So we'll soon see what kind of answer, because that's not talking about the point. Samora says, Maikom Hadale, what kind of answer is this? What are the Chum answering back to Rabbi Yehuda? What does it got to do with our halacha of Kis Yadam? It was Hochi Karmelate Rabbon. This is what Rabbon meant to say. That Rabbi Yehuda said back and says what chayu oyoif mashm each one separately. So Rabbanan said no. Oy mi boiler lechalek. I need the word oy to tell me lechalek because otherwise I would have thought to say there's only a mitzvah kisui if you take a shech both. Maybe you only mechuyu to mechafte if you shech the knife and a chaya. How do we know if you just shech the chayu alone there's a mitzvah kisadam? That's what the pasuk says oy. So not to teach us if you do both they're separate mitzvahs. Come to teach us if you do each one separately is also a mitzvah. But if you do it both together, it's also one big mitzvah. That's Rabban and Shita. For Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do about this? Lechalak, he says, no, midomai nafka. It says the word midomai. Mashma from one blood. It says, yichad domai, mashma that the blood of either a chay or a knife. So I don't need the word oi to teach me lechalak, that b'shech the chay by itself is a mitzvah. I would know that from the word domai, it's mashma one. So rather, the word oy is come to teach me each one a separate mitzvah. You can't mix together the dama chayes and meifes. For a bonin say no, dom my tuva mashma. That word dom, I wouldn't know each one separately. I would have thought to say if yoni shech to chay, maybe a potter. I said the word domoy. Dom can mean two also, and that's the proof. The chesiv, the pasuk says in Vayikra, ki nefes kol bosa domoy benafshayhu. First lashon a domoy, it goes on a plural. So you see, dom can also go on a plural. So for the word dom, I do not know that if you just shech the chay, there's a mitzvah. I would have thought there's only mitzvah chay and a knife. That's why I need the word oi, is lechalek. That's the machloikis. Is oi lechalek, or is oi to teach me that each one's a separate mitzvah? Omer Rabbi Chanina, moid hoi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda agrees though, linyin grocha, shen mevorach ala brach achras. If you plan to shech oifos and chayis, even though when you finish the oifos, you have to make the kisui. And then you start to make a shchita on the chayis, and then make a second kisui. If you made the bracha on the first kisui, you don't have to make a second bracha on the second kisui later. That he agrees to. Because it's still called you being oisik a mitzvah. Bray de Rova. The armor, the son, say Ravacha, Bray de Rova, Ravashi. Why? Why do you say if you stop the first kisa and you make a shchitra in between? When you make the second kisa, you don't have to make another bracha. Why? Maishna, why is this different? Mi talmidi de Rav, from the talmidim of Rav. What happened here? The Rav Brunya of Rav Chananel. Talmidi de Rav, they're both talmidim of Rav. Have the yasvi visudosai. They're both sitting and eating. Kol yolai Rav Yeba Saba. Rav Yeba Sama, he was like the Shamash Rashi says. He was like serving them. And he told them, Amulei, have lavor, let's go on bench now. No, let's stop eating, let's go on bench. Hod Amulei, then he said back to them, no, hov lisht, let's go drink some more. So Amulu, Rav Yeba Sama, Rav Yeba Sama like this. Reoch Yom Rav, this is what Rav said. That Rav said this, Kivun Diyam Havlovorach, once we decided to bench, like we Messiah Das, Issa Solomishtai Khamra, we're not going to drink one anymore. So, Lechur, what do you see? That once you said you want a bench, you're like Messiah Das, you stop the eating, so therefore, you can't drink one anymore. And if you want to drink, you have to make a new bracha. So, here also, you were first shechting the oif, let's say, and you stopped the shechting, you made a kisui. Now you stop kisui, you had to make a new shechit on the birds. So who, when you come to make the second kisui, you have to make another bracha. That's the last question. Hochi nam yosa kivun di itfulei lechzuyei, yichai vele bracha. Since you like stop, Rashi says, hafsokihi melishchait, v'chihor deshoch dechevle bracha. Rashi learns the kashi vivan shechit, Rashi learns the kashi is. Rashi, like I said, lini bracha means ala shechita, ein tzor levorach liyacha kisui. After you finish the kisa, you don't have to make another bracha on the shchit. That's what he said. Even though according to Reb Chiya, like you have to stop the shchit to make a kisa, then stop making another shchit. But you know, you don't have to make another bracha on the shchit. It's interesting. You want Rashi to make the bracha on the kisa? I'm not sure. Other Rashi said the shell was the bracha on the shchit. So when you made the first shchit, so according to him, when you finish the oifos, you have to, whichever one you started with, you have to stop it, make a kisa, and then come back to shech the rest. So it's chiddush shiva, like even though you had to stop in between the shchitas to make a kisui, when you continue shechting, you don't have to make another bracha. The question is why? Kivun yitfle lechsuyeh, since when you finish the shchita, you had to be oisik at something else, making a kisui adam now, you chayvel lebracha. So when you come back to make the second shchita, you have to make another bracha. So Moshe says, no, hachi asked, what do I have to do with the other? Hosa mishto brucha biadadodi leyesha. There you can't drink and eat at the same time. So the kids, so when you